This evening, we're at Nuts Deep 2 North in Spencer for our girls basketball preview program with Jason Zaleski. I'm Gene Delisio. Thanks to Jason for that interview with John Guyer, the longtime girls basketball coach at Neillsville High School. The Warriors, by the way, back in action tomorrow, facing Greenwood at Neillsville tomorrow at 7:15. Our broadcast of that game begins tomorrow at 7 p.m. on 92.7 FM WPKG, and that contest will be heard on WPKG tomorrow again, starting at 7 p.m. Neillsville and Greenwood girls basketball action tomorrow evening. Speaking of girls basketball in the Cloverbelt Conference, our next guest is Colby High School girls basketball coach Terry Schmidt. And Coach, thanks for joining us on our program tonight.
Well, thank you for having me here.
And good to have you back with us once again this year. Let's first of all talk about the start of your season, off to a 2-1 start. Fill us in on those first few ball games for that Colby girls basketball team.
Well, you know, we started out at Bloomer, and we played well, a lot of turnovers. You know, we just ran out of gas that first game. Then we played Thorpe, and we started to figure things out a little bit, got our presses down, and our offense started to look a little bit better. And then Abbotsford started coming together a little bit better yet. So every half gets better and better, so...
Well, that's good to hear. Let's fill us in, first of all, your impressions of this team and where things look for your ball club this year.
Well, you know, we are returning all 8 varsity players this year that were on last year. So we got 5 seniors, Harrison Schmidt, Lily Brzezinski, Angelique Hernandez, Lexi Vanderhoof, and Lucia Perez are my seniors. And it's so wonderful to have a senior group. They're strong leaders. And then I got 2 juniors, Bryn Polifka and Leah Hamas, and then I got a sophomore, Elizabeth Perez. So,
and a good group there. And as you mentioned, everybody is back this year from a year ago. How has that helped you get set for this season?
It's just continuing on what we were at last year. You know, we had a rough season last year. You know, we only had 1 win in conference, but we were very injured last year. We had a lot of sickness went through the team last year, so it was struggles at times. And when we were healthy, we played really well last year. We have to fix things like turnovers. We really got way too many turnovers, and girls know it. And we got to fix our free throws for us to get anywhere.
As you mentioned, your ball club was beset by some injuries and illness last year. Not something you want to devote a lot of time to, but nonetheless, did that get some other players involved, get some other players some experience in different spots? Was that a help in any way last year?
Yeah, I think it did. The juniors that were playing last year got a lot of minutes, so it seems to really have helped them over the, you know, going into the summer when we started stuff. They had been on the court quite a bit, so it seemed to help them a lot. Adversity, learn how to get over adversity, it's a big thing, and I think they learned a lot from having to deal with all that.
Well, tell us about some areas where your ball club looks pretty strong this year.
I would have to say our 3-point shooting, it looks good. We put up a lot of shots this year that are hitting the rim and not dropping. But we've had the summer where we've dropped a lot of 3-point shots. So I think once they start finding that center of the hoop, they're gonna have our 3-point shooting will be very good. Our defense is very strong. That probably is what we are gonna lean on all year long. We're causing a lot of turnovers in the first 3 games. That's probably our strongest part is our turnovers. They're causing them.
I'm sure you worked very hard with your girls during the offseason. Any areas in particular where you saw some improvement from last year to this year?
I think it's just them relaxing now, just playing the game. There's less thinking, just reacting to what's happening on the court. I noticed the wheels aren't turning as much in their heads. They're just reacting to what's happening and moving forward, and they're letting mistakes that happen just go away and move on to the next thing. You know, mistakes are going to happen. We all make them. So,
And I think you like the defensive potential of this ball club as well.
Oh, I do. We're really quick. They anticipate a lot of things, and they like being aggressive. And they're starting to learn to be aggressive without fouling, which is something we were not so good at last year. We'd get ourselves in foul trouble. And basically with just eight girls, they better figure out how not to foul and still be aggressive. So,
what about the overall numbers in your program?
I got actually 20 girls that went out for basketball. I had a larger freshman class come in, so we're doing good on numbers. I think there's going to be a few girls on that JV squad that will slide up as the year goes on, so we got a few more numbers on the bench. I just want to see them get a little more experience on JV before we do that to them. And I mean, I don't think they're ready to be thrown out on that court with a varsity even as just minutes.
Let's bring in Jason Zaleski for some comments on Colby basketball. Jason?
Yeah, Terry, thanks for being here. I want to talk to you about where you think you fit in the Cloverbelt Eastern Conference. We heard from Coach John Geyer just before you. He's claimed the last four conference championships. Prior to that, though, Colby had two in a row, including one of those was a state qualifying team. Yep. So tell us, coming into this year, where you think you fit in conference.
You know, we're somewhere in that mix, I think, we'll be this year. You know, Neillsville's on the top. They're always going to be on the top. The Cloverbelt Conference is super strong. You know, last year we had how many that went into the sectional finals or sectionals. Gilman was right in there. Owen was right up to the sectional finals. Neillsville. So I think we can get up in that top range with the girls the way they're playing right now. But anything can happen in a Clover Bowl. Loyal's always well coached. They're right there. Columbus is always well coached. Every conference game is just a battle, which is great for us because it will help us when we get in the playoffs. You know, it just will.
I want to talk to you about your scheduling philosophy a little bit. Now, since you've been coaching this team, the seeds have been automated, mm-hmm. right? So we don't need to worry about we're going to schedule these teams and then argue with them later. So that you don't need to deal with. But as I look at your section, you're in the Barron section, as it turns out. Abbotsford, Cadott, Cameron, Chequamegon, Shatec, Weyerhaeuser, Edgar, Hurley, Ladysmith, Marathon, McDonald, a state qualifying team from a year ago, and Phillips. You have Abbotsford and Marathon on your schedule. So tell us how you go about filling your non-conference dates.
We don't go too far away when it comes to non-conference. We used to go down to Wautoma for a holiday tournament. They dropped that. So, you know, we went and picked up, Bloomer and Thorpe were the games we picked up for that. But you go into that Marrowhead Conference with Marathon, that's strong. I mean, we're trying to find teams that we are going to make us better strength-wise. You know, Marathon's always well coached. Everything is just to prepare us for that playoff when we get in there, playoff runs and tough teams, you know, that's what we're trying to look for. Stratford, they're always a very well-coached team. So it's that kind of stuff that we got.
Lastly for me, you mentioned your seniors. What do you expect out of them? What do you need out of that group this year?
That group is a bunch of girls that have been together for a long time. I've actually been coaching them since they were in fifth grade. But they are strong leaders. They're good to the rest of the team. When they come into the gym, this is how this is done. This is how we practice. This is how we prepare for games. They hold people accountable. They hold themselves accountable. They're just a pleasure to work with. They're trying to build a culture, help me, and that Colby can be back up on top. We're working towards that, and I couldn't be more proud of these girls. Everything we ask them to do, they do, which is a great example for the underclassmen. When you tell them, hey, we need you to do this, they go do it. We ask them to play different positions. Almost every one of the girls can play any position on the floor that they want to, and it's great.
How about your coaching staff for this year, Coach?
I got Cassie Huber, who was my JV coach last year. She came back, and she does a wonderful job with the JV. And then I picked up a first-year teacher from Colby, Sawyer Smutchler. He's our new high school PE and health teacher. And I've had some experience with him back in the younger days. I actually coached his brother, and he would help me with those games. And we have a very like mind on basketball, and it's been great to have someone else just kind of go, yeah, let's try this, let's do that. We're doing a few different things on offense, and he's kind of ahead of that, and it's been working out really well.